Your broadcast will begin in 1 minute. In 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. 1 minute till broadcast. Special thanks to ActionPix TN, the official photographer of the TSSAA. You can purchase pictures from the Blue Cross Basketball Championships online at ActionPixTN.com. Your broadcast will begin in 30 seconds. In 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. 30 seconds till broadcast. Let us know you're listening. Email radio at tssaa.org or tweet an encouraging word for your team using hashtag BCBball. That's radio at tssaa.org. Your broadcast will begin in 1 minute. In 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. 1 minute till broadcast. Special thanks to ActionPix TN, the official photographer of the TSSAA. You can purchase pictures from the Blue Cross Basketball Championships online at ActionPixTN.com. Your broadcast will begin in 30 seconds. In 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. 30 seconds till broadcast. Let us know you're listening. Email radio at tssaa.org or tweet an encouraging word for your team using hashtag BCBball. That's radio at tssaa.org. 10 seconds. In 4, 3, 2, the following is a presentation of the TSSAA Network.
This is the 2017 Blue Cross Basketball Championships. Today's coverage on the TSSAA Network is sponsored in part by Regions Bank, Vanderbilt Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, your Tennessee dairy farmers, by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital, and by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Good afternoon, everybody. It's Jeff M. here with you inside Lipscomb University's Allen Arena as our quadruple header of state title games continues here on the TSSAA Network. We just got done watching the Ensworth Lady Tigers beat the Brentwood Academy Eagles by a final of 57-38 in Division II Class AA girls. Now we've got the Division II Class AA boys. And once again, Brentwood Academy is involved. The Eagles are looking for their third consecutive state title, and they take on the Blue Tornadoes of McCauley out of Chattanooga. The countdown to tip-off is underway, and we'll meet the teams after this two-minute station break on the TSSAA Network.
A Regions checking account can help you take your next step in life by giving you smarter, more convenient ways to manage your money. Open a Regions checking account today and bank safely and securely in a branch, online, on your phone, or with a phone call. You'll also love conveniences like text alerts, Regions mobile deposit, and our new bill pay system. Ready to move your life forward? To open a Regions checking account today, visit a branch or log on to regions.com/open now. Regions Bank. Message and data fees may apply to mobile services. Mobile deposit subject to fees.
So, how's it going living with her?
Really well, man. But different than I expected.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I didn't realize how opposite our taste in music is, but I'm warming up to hers, you know? And we have different schedules, but we make time to eat together.
That's great. Hey, here's my cab. You need a ride?
No, I'm good, man. She's pulling up right now.
Hey, Peaches.
Hi, Meemaw.
It doesn't matter who your driver is, as long as it's a sober one. Booze it and lose it. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, helping you arrive.
Vanderbilt Sports Medicine has provided world-class orthopedic care to Nashville and surrounding communities for over 16 years. Our physicians evaluate and treat bone and joint injuries in patients of all ages, not just athletic injuries. The Vanderbilt Sports Medicine Center specializes in knee and shoulder injuries, but also cares for ankles, hips, necks, and backs. If you have a bone or joint injury, contact the Vanderbilt Sports Medicine Clinic today. Call us at 615-322-7878 or visit us online at vanderbiltorthopedics.com.
When was the last time you felt free? It's time to uncover that feeling again.
Because you are protected with the compassion of a cross and shield, accepted by more doctors and hospitals, and the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states.
Giving you the freedom to love, to dream, to dance like no one is watching. Live fearless.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
We're getting ready for the opening tip from Allen Arena. It's the Brentwood Academy Eagles against the McCauley Blue Tornadoes. As another state title game is on the horizon, it's the Division II Class AA boys. Brentwood Academy, the two-time defending champs. They had a four-peat back from 2003 through 2006. Today they look for their third in a row. They come in at 29-2. They are 8-0, or they went 8-0, I should say, in their district, and they included two wins over this McCauley team. They won by 16 against McCauley in mid-January, and then in early February at McCauley, they won 81-46. So these two teams know each other well, and Brentwood Academy won both of the matchups during the regular season. Both of these teams are led by two outstanding juniors. Darius Garland of Brentwood Academy is one of the top-ranked point guards in the country. And Junior Clay of McCauley, a Division II Class AA Mr. Basketball finalist, along with Darius Garland and Ensworth James Wiseman. And that'll be awarded in a couple of days. So we've got two Mr. Basketball finalists going head-to-head today. Darius Garland and Junior Clay of Brentwood Academy and McCauley, respectively. In one of the ball games head-to-head, Brentwood hit 18 three-pointers. They average eight a game, but they just absolutely blitzed McCauley earlier this year with 18 threes. They had five in double figures in one of those ball games. And last year, McCauley not only wanting some revenge from the two matchups this year with Brentwood Academy, but also from last year, because en route to a state title, Brentwood Academy eliminated McCauley in the state tournament last year. McCauley is in a state title game for the second time in its school history. 2011 was the last time, as this Chattanooga-based high school at 27-7 is looking for a state title today. McCauley beat Montgomery Bell Academy on Thursday, 62-45. The standout Junior Clay had 34 points in that ball game as the only Blue Tornado in double figures. Meanwhile, Brentwood Academy on Thursday dispatched Ensworth 56-42, and Darius Garland led the way in that game with 23. It should be a good matchup. It's Brentwood Academy and McCauley. The starting lineups are next after a two-minute station break on the TSSAA network.
So, how's it going living with her?
Really well, man, but different than I expected.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I didn't realize how opposite our taste in music is, but I'm warming up to hers, you know? And we have different schedules, but we make time to eat together.
That's great. Hey, here's my cab. You need a ride?
No, I'm good, man. She's pulling up right now.
Hey, Peaches.
Hi, Meemaw.
It doesn't matter who your driver is, as long as it's a sober one. Booze it and lose it. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. Helping you arrive.
Packed with protein and 8 essential nutrients, chocolate milk gives athletes a competitive edge. Chocolate milk is the official beverage of the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association. For more, visit gotchocolatemilk.com. This message brought to you by the Southeast Dairy Association and the Tennessee Dairy Promotion Board.
When was the last time you felt free? It's time to uncover that feeling again.
Because you are protected with the compassion of a cross and shield, accepted by more doctors and hospitals, and the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states.
Giving you the freedom to love, to dream, to dance like no one is watching. Live fearless.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
When was the last time you felt free? It's time to uncover that feeling again.
Because you are protected with the compassion of a Cross and Shield, accepted by more doctors and hospitals, and the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states.
Giving you the freedom to love, to dream, to dance like no one is watching. Live fearless.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Vanderbilt Sports Medicine has provided world-class orthopedic care to Nashville and surrounding communities for over 16 years. Our physicians evaluate and treat bone and joint injuries in patients of all ages, not just athletic injuries. The Vanderbilt Sports Medicine Center specializes in knee and shoulder injuries, but also cares for ankles, hips, necks, and backs. If you have a bone or joint injury, contact the Vanderbilt Sports Medicine Clinic today. Call us at 615-322-7878 or visit us online at vanderbiltorthopedics.com.
What's the biggest distraction for teen drivers? Cell phones? Nope. Food? Wrong. Grooming? Seriously? It's teen passengers like me. A AAA study found that 6 out of 10 teen crashes were caused by distracted driving, and teen passengers were the number one distraction. Tell your teen to be a good passenger, not a distraction. Help keep your teen driver safe by visiting teendriving.aaa.com. A message from the Auto Club Group Traffic Safety Foundation.
So, how's it going living with her?
Really well, man. But different than I expected.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I didn't realize how opposite our taste in music is, but I'm warming up to hers, you know? And we have different schedules, but we make time to eat together.
That's great. Hey, here's my cab. You need a ride?
No, I'm good, man. She's pulling up right now.
Hey, Peaches.
Hi, Meemaw.
It doesn't matter who your driver is, as long as it's a sober one. Booze it and lose it. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. Helping you arrive.
With producer Bradley Lambert, it's Jeff M. back with you here at Allen Arena on the campus of Lipscomb University. We are ready for another state title game, Division II Class AA Boys, Brentwood Academy and McCauley. Let's take a look at the starting lineups as they are being announced right here and now inside the arena. The Brentwood Academy Eagles head coach is Hubie Smith. He's in his fourth season. One of his assistants is Winston Garland, the dad and former NBA player of Darius Garland, Jared Street, Matt Hopp, and Bill Cottis, also the assistants. And Darius Garland leads the way in their starting lineup, 6'1 junior. Garrett Sudicombe, senior, who started on Thursday, averaging about 5 points a game, also in their starting lineup. Gavin Schoenwald averages about 5 a game, junior. Cameron Johnson, also a junior, averaging about 8 points per game. And Tate Pearson, also in the starting lineup, averaging about 8 points per game. For the McCauley Blue Tornadoes under John Schulman, assistants Jonathan Adams, Joel Kaufman, and Rock Evans. They've got junior Clay, 6 foot junior, averaging 14 a game. Henley Edge, also in the starting lineup, is 6'4 senior. 6'5 senior Max Schulman, 6'6 senior Seth Clark, and 6'7 junior Mack Hunt, rounding out the starting lineup for the McCauley Blue Tornadoes. Seth Clark will jump tip for the Blue Tornadoes. Gavin Schoenwald will do so for Brentwood Academy. Big crowd on hand. Brentwood Academy and McCauley vying for a state title. The ball is in the air. It's brought back and grabbed by the Blue Tornadoes. They've got it first and we're underway. They'll move right to left in the road blue uniforms with white gray trim. Brentwood Academy in the home whites with red trim. Shot blocked away and the rebound cleared by Garrett Sudicombe. Now Darius Garland jacks up a three and hits it. A quick three by Garland, and the Eagles grab the early advantage. McCauley brings it back. Here's Edge with a drive. It's stolen away by Sudicombe. A two-on-one. Sudicombe up to Johnson for a left-hand layup. And a 5-0 Brentwood Academy blitz to get us rolling. 30 seconds in, the Eagles lead 5-0. Junior Clay brings it across for McCauley. Crossover dribble, hounded by Sudicombe. It was stolen away. The Eagles cough it up, or grab it, I should say, and out of bounds on the sideline was Schoenwald. He tried to dive and save it, and he was out of bounds as he threw it back in. So it's Blue Tornadoes ball. On the inbound, they go underneath the Max Schulman. Right-hand hook shot, no good. Rebound by Garland. And Darius Garland with a stutter step crosses midcourt. Skips one of the far corner to Pearson. Pearson three in the air, no good. Rebound grabbed by Brentwood Academy, but a foul away from the ball. We've got a foul on Mac Hunt. Check it. Seth Clark picks up the foul from McCauley. And Johnson will look to get it in for Brentwood Academy. Bounces into Schoenwald. Schoenwald skips across to Garland. Garland to Sudikam on top. 5-0 Brentwood Academy just underway. And now Garland comes to get it. You name a college, they've offered Darius Garland a scholarship. One of the top junior point guards in the country. He gives it down to Schoenwald. Schoenwald bumping into a blue tornado. Missed the shot. Rebound grab. And Pearson gets the shot and a foul. Pearson with the basket counting will go to the line. Tate Pearson's got 2 points. The foul on Max Schulman. Two quick team fouls by McCauley. The Eagles lead 7-0. And a free throw coming for Pearson. It's in the air. The right-handed shooter makes it. And it's an 8-0 start for Brentwood Academy. The Blue Tornadoes got beat twice by Brentwood Academy in the regular season, losing by 16 and losing by 35. They're down 8-0. Junior Clay, their standout junior, dribbling out far beyond the arc. Off of a high screen from Schulman, he angles toward the middle. Stops, a jump pass to Edge. Edge baseline, shoots it short. The rebound is grabbed by Tate Pearson. And the Eagles bring it up, leading 8-0. 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Johnson in the paint, crossover, tough shot, and he got it. Cam Johnson with a basket. It's 10-0, Brentwood Academy. McCauley's going to call a timeout. It is all Eagles to get us started. 10-0, Brentwood Academy, with 5:57 on the clock. Wilson Sporting Goods provides the official game ball for the TSSAA Championships. Backed by generations of athletes, Wilson is the true American icon in the world of sports equipment. Wilson, proud supporter of the TSSAA Championships. What a start for the two-time defending state champion, Brentwood Academy Eagles. 10-0, and we're 2 minutes, 3 seconds in. Eagles fans are roaring. Down to 13 seconds as they cross midcourt. Garland gives it up to Cam Johnson. Standout receiver in football, already being recruited by SEC schools. Johnson passes right. Now Oatsball beyond the arc. Garland in the corner. He's wide open and he hits it. Garland was absolutely wide open. A perfectly executed play by Brentwood Academy to end the first quarter. That's a 15-point first quarter for Darius Garland. And after one, it's Brentwood Academy 30, McCauley 14. More from Allen Arena after a two-minute station break on the TSSAA Network.
So, how's it going living with her?
Really well, man. But different than I expected.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I didn't realize how opposite our taste in music is, but I'm warming up to hers, you know? And we have different schedules, but we make time to eat together.
That's great. Hey, here's my cab. You need a ride?
No, I'm good, man. She's pulling up right now.
Hey, Peaches.
Hi, Meemaw.
It doesn't matter who your driver is, as long as it's a sober one. Booze it and lose it. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. Helping you arrive.
Vanderbilt Sports Medicine has provided world-class orthopedic care to Nashville and surrounding communities for over 16 years. Our physicians evaluate and treat bone and joint injuries in patients of all ages, not just athletic injuries. The Vanderbilt Sports Medicine Center specializes in knee and shoulder injuries, but also cares for ankles, hips, necks, and backs. If you have a bone or joint injury, contact the Vanderbilt Sports Medicine Clinic today. Call us at 615-322-7878 or visit us online at vanderbiltorthopedics.com.
When you hear this, you usually do this. But the law says that if you do this while you're doing this, you're going to hear this.
License and registration, please.
So in case all this...
License and registration, please.
...isn't crystal clear, just remember this. Put it down. Don't text and drive. Brought to you by AAA, the Auto Club Group, and the Auto Club Group Traffic Safety Foundation.
When was the last time you felt free? It's time to uncover that feeling again.
Because you are protected with the compassion of a Cross and Shield, accepted by more doctors and hospitals, and the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states.
Giving you the freedom to love, to dream, to dance like no one is watching. Live fearless.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Action Picks TN is the official photographer of the TSSAA. Hit the web after the game to browse all the photos and get your own special piece of history. That's Action Picks TN, online at actionpixtn.com. Second quarter underway. Brentwood Academy leading Macaulay 30-14. Jeff Hem here with you on the TSSAA network. Division II Class AA boys state title game. The Brentwood Academy girls got beat by Ensworth earlier today. The Lady Tigers are state champs on the girls' side. Now BA and the boys leading Macaulay. Entry pass to the post. Tate Pearson on a beautiful feed from Oatsball. Has 8 points now for the Eagles, and they lead by 18. Junior Clay gives it up now to Henley Edge. Edge to Max Shulman. Shulman, the 6'5 senior, gives it to Clay on top. Crossover dribble on Oatsfall, now left side. Entry pass to the post. Backing down, it's Gibson. His shot is blocked away out of bounds. So we are at the break. It is Brentwood Academy 47, Macaulay 24. Coming up next, Blue Cross basketball at the half. We'll run down the first half stats and more after a two-minute station break on the TSSAA network.
A Regions checking account can help you take your next step in life by giving you smarter, more convenient ways to manage your money.
Fearless.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
We are at halftime inside Allen Arena on the campus of Lipscomb University. Jeff Hem here with you, our producer Bradley Lambert. We're glad you're with us on the TSSAA network. We are at the break. Division II Class AA boys state title and Brentwood Academy leading Macaulay by a score of 47-24. After the end of one quarter, it was 30-14. It was a much more highly contested second quarter, but Macaulay with that early deficit not fully recovering. But it was Brentwood Academy outscoring the Blue Tornadoes 17-10 in that second quarter. So far in the ball game, it is Darius Garland leading the way, and that's not a surprise. He is one of the best players in the country, the top-rated junior point guard, according to a lot of publications, including 24/7 Sports. Tennessee Player of the Year last year, Darius Garland leading everybody with 19. Tate Pearson's got 13 for the Eagles, and that rounds out anybody in this ball game with double figures at this point. 4 points from Gavin Schoenwald. The Eagles have gotten 3 from Jeremiah Oatsball, 2 from Garrett Sudikum. They're shooting 61.5% from the field and 6 of 12 from beyond the arc, also 9 of 13 from the free throw line. For Macaulay, they've got two guys leading the way at 6 points apiece. Junior Clay, their best player, Mr. Basketball finalist, had 34 the other day against MBA in their 17-point win. Clay with 6 points in the first quarter. Eagles have made it tough on him, though. He's 2 of 9 shooting. And also 6 points by Mac Hunt, who also, though, has foul trouble. And I said I had him at 3 fouls. They changed the stats. It was 4 at one point, and then they've recalibrated that foul total for Mac Hunt. So he is at 3 fouls, not 4, from that first half. Hunt with 6 points, and then 4 points for Jordan Starling, 4 for Jay Gibson, and 4 for Henley Edge to round out the scoring for Macaulay. The Blue Tornadoes, 7 of 25 from the field. That's 28% shooting, 4 of 12 from beyond the arc, and 6 of 8 from the free throw line. Brentwood Academy got out to a huge start. The largest lead for the Eagles at 24. It is a 23-point advantage here at the break. 47-24, Brentwood Academy, as the Eagles are back out on the floor. The Blue Tornadoes have not come back out, but we are approaching the third quarter, and we'll have the start of the second half coming up.
Regions Bank. Message and data fees may apply to mobile services. Mobile deposits subject to fees.
Jeff M. back with you inside Allen Arena, ready to start the third quarter of the Division II Class AA Boys State Championship. 47-24, Brentwood Academy leading Macaulay It's McCauley possession to get the third quarter started. And Mack Hunt inbounds to Junior Clay. Clay guarded by Cam Johnson. Angling right, now back toward the top of the key. Here's a three in the air by Shulman, short to the right. And Garland's got the rebound for B.A. Here come the Eagles and their standout, Darius Garland. The ball stolen away and a foul called. B.A. ball going right to left from where we sit. Eagles in the home whites with red lettering. McCauley, the Blue Tornadoes in the road blue with silver and gray trim. Darius Garland lost it. And the Blue Tornadoes caused the turnover. Clay all the way to the rack. Left-handed layup. No, but a slam. Seth Clark hammers it home. Two emphatic points for Clark. And the Blue Tornadoes trying to make a run. They bring full court pressure. And Garland fouled along the sideline. John Shulman thought Garland stepped out of bounds. Instead, it's a foul against the Blue Tornadoes. It's a 15-point game, and this is definitely the most energized we have seen McCauley. 47-32. Suda Kumbel inbound for the Eagles to Garland. More pressure applied by McCauley. Johnson across midcourt to Sudikum. And a steal. The Blue Tornadoes took it away. Sudikum wasn't looking. Stolen away. Now Clay beyond the arc. Crossover dribble. Hesitation move into the corner. And Garland knocks the pass out of bounds. The atmosphere picking up over the last couple of minutes with this McCauley run. Jeremiah Oatsfall comes back in. Sudikum leaves for Brentwood Academy. Clay dribbling on top for the Blue Tornadoes. He dribbles left, gives it right side to Shulman. Back to Clay. Clay all alone, one-on-one with Oatsfall. Let's see if he gets the ISO. He stops, he pops from beyond the arc. He banked it off, no good, and Garland's got the rebound. 15-point advantage for the Eagles, 5.5 to go third quarter. Garland a yo-yo dribble, now passing left to Oatsfall. He reverses to Cam Johnson way out beyond the arc. Johnson left-handed pass back to Oatsfall, and now to Garland. Garland raises one finger to set the play. McCauley in a man-to-man defense. 5:12 to go third quarter, state title game. Two-time defending champion Eagles leading by 15. Oatsfall, weak side pass Garland. Three in the air, no good. Rebound though to Schoenwald. Back out to Garland. He fakes on a three and pulls it back out. Now off a high Oatsfall screen. He slivers in. Garland dumps it off to Schoenwald. Baseline. Kick out Pearson. Fakes a three and traveled. Pearson coughed it up. That's another turnover. McCauley will have possession. Hunt will leave. He's got three fouls. They also have Henley Edge on the bench. He's got four fouls. Robert Riddle comes back in for the Blue Tornadoes, a 6'3 senior. Junior Clay right in front of our spot here on courtside. Dribbles in beyond the arc. Kicks it back out to Tripp Butler. Butler handing back to Clay. Clay right wing. Now toward the top of the key. Off a high screen from Clark. Gets into the paint. A runner around, no good. Rebound though to Butler. He kicks it out. A three missing from Clark. Another try by the Blue Tornadoes and a foul coming up. It's a shooting foul. And it's going to send Tripp Butler to the line. Schoenwald committed the foul. His first. Three team fouls on Brentwood Academy. And it's Butler at the line. Looking for his first points of the day. He makes the free throw. Now it's a 14-point difference. McCauley not going away. Butler, 6'2 junior at the line for one more. Spins in the hands. Shoots. It's around and in. He's got 2 points. And it's a 13-point ball game now. 47-34. Garland hounded by two Blue Tornadoes. And a travel on Garland. Another turnover. And McCauley is fired up. They are energized as ever. And Clay will cross midcourt for McCauley. 47-34, they trail by 13, trying to make a run. Clay into the paint, stops, contact, no call, missed the shot, rebounded Johnson, and he's fouled. Tripp Butler bumping in to Cam Johnson. Each guy wearing the jersey number 22. And the foul called, and it'll be Oatsfall to inbound for B.A. Garland is going to see some pressure. Here comes the double team. He floats it weak side to Johnson. They cross midcourt. Under four to go, third quarter. Garland starts to drive, and in traffic, he makes the shot. It won't count. Garland got fouled before the shot. He made a pretty move to get around the defender, and it'll be Brentwood Academy ball on the baseline. And with 8 seconds to go, Brentwood Academy brings it across midcourt. Jack McDonald has it. 3 seconds, two. And Brentwood Academy has won its third consecutive state title. The Eagles have routed McCauley. They did that twice in the regular season. And in this Division II Class AA state title game, Brentwood Academy beats McCauley by a final of 74-42. The Eagles are now three-time defending state champions. Coverage from Allen Arena continues after this two-minute break for our local stations on the TSSAA network.
So, how's it going living with her?
Really well, man, but different than I expected.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Welcome back to Allen Arena on the campus of Lipscomb University. Jeff M. here with you. Our producer Bradley Lambert alongside, where Brentwood Academy has won its third consecutive state championship, beating McCauley 74-42 to claim the Division II Class AA Boys state title. And the all-tournament team is about to be announced. McCauley on its bench. A lot of guys emotional after this tough loss, and the celebratory Brentwood Academy bench is also waiting to be announced as this all-tournament team is being introduced. And from Montgomery Bell Academy, Thomas Carr is on the all-tournament team. And then after that, it's all Brentwood Academy and McCauley players. Junior Clay and Jordan Starling of McCauley. And then Brentwood Academy with Jeremiah Oatsfall, Tate Pearson, Cam Johnson, and of course, Darius Garland. And Darius Garland is about to be introduced as the all-tournament team MVP. After another outstanding performance, a 30-point effort for Darius Garland. Oatsvald has just been announced. So again, Thomas Carr of MBA, Jordan Starling and Junior Clay of McCauley, and Cam Johnson, Jeremiah Oatsvald, Tate Pearson, and Darius Garland of Brentwood Academy. Junior Clay coming out right now to accept his medal and his cap. He had 11 points in the game for McCauley. It was a rout early, and then McCauley made a run to start that third quarter. Coming out of the halftime break, the Blue Tornadoes went on a 10-0 run. But that was answered to end the quarter by a 10-0 run from Brentwood Academy. So both teams ended up scoring 10 points in the third quarter, and all that great work by McCauley was canceled out, and they again trailed by 23 going into the fourth quarter. And Brentwood Academy then outscored McCauley 17-8 in that fourth quarter to end up with a 74-42 final. Darius Garland, now inside the arena here, has been announced as the tournament MVP. There was really little doubt involved in that, given that Brentwood Academy wins the state title and its best player had 30 points in the state title game. And both teams are about to accept their trophies. McCauley for runner-up and Brentwood Academy for the state championship. 74-42 is the final. Garland led all scorers in the game with that 30-point effort. He had 10 free throws. He hit four threes. He was hot from the outset. And he was joined in double figures by three other guys. Cam Johnson and Tate Pearson each had 13. Jeremiah Oatsvall had 10. Gavin Schoenwald ended up with 4 points, three from Garrett Sudikum, and then 1 point by Christian Matetwa. And then the Eagles really emptied out the bench and got everybody into the game, even if those players didn't end up scoring. McCauley got 11 points from Junior Clay. He was their only player in double figures. 9 by Mack Hunt. He had three threes. And then 6 points for Jordan Starling. 4 points for Jay Gibson. They got 2 points from Braden Lewis. 2 points from Seth Clark. And 2 points from Anthony Watkins. And then a lot of other guys were appearing in the game. They did not end up scoring. There was foul issues all game for McCauley as they tried to corral Brentwood Academy. They ended up with 26 personal fouls. They had two guys actually foul out, including Henley Edge, who finished with 4 points. And they also lost one other player to foul trouble in the ball game. So Brentwood Academy ends up with a 74-42 win. And Brentwood Academy is about to accept its state championship trophy. And that is the reason the fans are making the noise that they are. It has turned out to be a three-peat. The Eagles of Brentwood Academy are literally hoisting their state tournament trophy as they have polished off McCauley again by a final score of 74-42. Don't forget, we are only halfway through this quadruple header. Coming up a little while later, we've got the Division II Class A boys and girls state title games. For the girls, it'll be North Point Christian against University School of Jackson, and that is set for a 5:30 tip. And then at 7:30, Lausanne and Father Ryan on the boys' side to round out this great day of state title games here on the TSSAA network. For now, though, we remind you that coverage of the TSSAA State Basketball Championships continues online at TSSAA.org. See a replay or purchase a DVD of today's game at TSSAAnetwork.com. For everyone at the TSSAA Network, including our producer Bradley Lambert, Jeff M., signing off from Allen Arena on the campus of Lipscomb University.